ready to go. Ready to go. And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us on our video stream. If you go to facebook.com and x.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page, you're able to see a video stream of our broadcast. And also able to make comments if you go to Facebook or X, and you can comment on what's going on. If you have any questions or anything else you'd like to add, you can do it there. Or by calling or texting us. Again, you can call or text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us. Thanks again in the first hour to Ted Hartke for joining us. Again, make sure you make plans to join us at the Extra Inning Celebration of Life at Sunnyvale Softball Complex Friday night and then all day on Saturday as well. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer and closer to the event. But also, always look forward to talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library as makes the short trek down the street from the downtown branch.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And again, we're now into the summer months, and there's always some changes where for the summer months at the library for much of folks, especially parents with their kids around as well,
yes,
for the summer months. But it does change as well for the Marathon County Public Library, doesn't it?
It's not so much changing as far, or it's more like just getting just more of everything, more programs. Maybe not more people around. Well, no, there is more people around. Yeah, it's just kind of more of everything, kind of supercharged. Lots going on. Lots of people coming through all of the time. We're in the thick of it now. It's thick outside weather-wise, and we've got lots of stuff going on at MCPL.
Do you find that maybe the busy times change during the summer? Maybe like during the fall and the winter that you'll see people at different times of the day that maybe you expect, mornings or afternoons get a little bit more busy, or does the patterns continue to be pretty much the same?
Well, so, I mean, over the summer, it's usually busier in the mornings and afternoons, I would say, as more people are coming through. And then people just want to do other stuff at night after work or whatever. Once we get into the fall and winter, we do have more people around at night, especially students coming in to study. Lots of space. MCPL Wausau has lots of space, but the branches do too. And so we get lots of students coming in who just need a quiet place to study that's not at home. Or maybe their parents are working or something like that. So we're happy to provide the space, a nice quiet space to study, especially on the second floor of the Wausau location. We try and keep that quieter, whereas the first floor, when you come in, there's more activity. The kids department is on the first floor. There's just more people around, and you're not going to get shushed as much as you might on the second floor. Summertime, mornings and afternoons busier than the evening time, and fall and winter vice versa.
Another thing I kind of noticed recently, and I follow the Marathon County Public Library on Facebook, and I would encourage everybody else to as well to get some further information when you're not checking out the mcpl.us website as well.
Yes.
The weather's been causing issues for a lot of people, and it's unfortunate where you've had these story times where you've been wanting to be outside where the weather's not cooperating. That's going to be frustrating.
Yeah, it is. We're lucky in that at the Wausau location, at least, we have the big second floor community room, and we've blocked that off for all of our summer events in case we do need to move inside, which we had to do last week for Tom Pease. who's a very popular kids performer. We were lucky enough that the morning session, the weather was okay, and we had a few hundred people out at Oak Island Park, which is amazing and awesome. But then, yeah, just the threat of some rain in the afternoon, we caused us to move it inside. You take what you can get with a Wisconsin summer. You know, sometimes it's nice and sometimes it's not. And, you know, if we do have to move indoors, we try and make that call. Even just the possibility of moving indoors, we try and make that call as early as we can, just so we can get the word out to people so they don't miss things. Because we, you know, they're still happening. It's just a question of where. So, we're thankful we have a backup location if we need it. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it's frustrating. You know, it's not heat, it's, you know, rain or whatever. Well, the heat wouldn't cause us to cancel anything unless it was ridiculously warm and like heat advisories and all of that, which we haven't hit yet, although maybe today. But so if the show will go on, it's just a question of where, depending on the weather.
Again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And that's just one of the programs and activities going on at the library. Yeah. What else is going on right now?
A lot going on over the next couple of weeks, including today at our Rothschild branch this morning, I should say, at 10:30. They've got a gardening story time. So we'll be joined by some folks from the Master Gardeners group who will show kids how to do some planting and how to take care of plants. And they're also going to join us here in Wausau on Thursday at 10 a.m. for a gardening story time. And kids will be able to leave with their own little plant that they can take home and care for and all of that. Also this afternoon here in Wausau, we have an art program for kids called Floating Chalk Prints. So basically it's doing chalk art on paper, but then you get some water involved and you know, kind of fleck or squirt some water on there, and it totally changes the design of what it looks like. It's really cool. Tomorrow afternoon and again Thursday night, it's one probably more for adults, especially older adults who remember MCPL's Bookmobile.
Something we don't have anymore,
unfortunately. But my coworker Julie Kinney is going to be doing a presentation on the Bookmobile with all sorts of photos and discussion of all of that. So it should be a great presentation. A lot of memories for a lot of people. That's going to be tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and she will do a second repeat performance of that event Thursday evening at 6:30. So depending on your availability and your schedule, you can either join us tomorrow afternoon or Thursday night and learn more about the Bookmobile. It's 50th anniversary was 99, I guess it was, but then so we're way past that.
75
exactly. So and that goes along with Julie, and we have a volunteer who's been working every week to digitize a lot of our archives, a lot of things that were typed out on a typewriter that we just have in print. So that's kind of what spurred this on, is we're doing a lot of digitizing of old stuff. We already have a lot of stuff digitized. You can see a lot of that through our website. If you go to our resources page, there's a link to the Central Wisconsin Digitization Project. So you can go there and see lots of stuff that we've already digitized, including yearbooks going back, all the Wausau area yearbooks that we have. Those have all been digitized, so you can pull those up online, which is great, because if you come into the Wausau Library, you can look at their yearbooks, but they're in our reference shelf, so you can check them out. So this is a way for people to just kind of dig up those yearbooks, all of those fun and embarrassing photos from years past. Bookmobile tomorrow afternoon and Thursday evening. We also tomorrow evening, Janelle Weir from Extension is going to be doing a free class on gardening for pollinators. So all the different things that you can do to help out all of the important bugs and insects that do lots of pollinating. That will be going on at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. Thursday afternoon in Mosinee, they have a fun one for teens called Hack That Painting.
I saw that. Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, I'm not sure where our Mosinee staff is getting them from, but they have maybe thrift stores or wherever they have art pieces. that have been completed already, but you can add your own to them, add your own artistic flair, and can basically make a whole new painting, and then you can take it home as well. So that's going on Thursday afternoon in Mosinee. Next week, looking ahead at our Hatley branch on Monday at 1 in the afternoon, we're doing a program on genealogy basics and using Ancestry, which is one of the few library resources that you have to be in the library to access, but you can access it. We do have a subscription to Ancestry, and so there's, plenty of fun stuff there. You can learn how to use it, learn more about it. A few other things going on next week. Animal Acrobats. This is a program going on next Tuesday at 10:30 at our Hatley branch, and then in the afternoon at the Mosinee branch. It's an interactive program, including a few critters, and you can find out how animals move in the wilderness, which is pretty fun. So, lots going on. Looking ahead, even next Thursday, the 27th at 3 o'clock here in Wausau, we're partnering with 4-H to do a program on forensics 101. This is a program for teens. You can learn how to do detective work and learn a little bit about forensic science. So
another thing that I kind of was looking at when I was checking out your Facebook page, you have some pictures of the events with Tom Pease and Magic of Isaiah, and there's another Magic of Isaiah show coming up next week as well.
There is. Next Tuesday. Thank you for checking that. Actually, we have two of them. So, last week he was in Rothschild and Spencer. Next week on Tuesday at 10:30, weather permitting, he will be at Oak Island Park here in Wausau. And then Tuesday afternoon, the 25th at 1:30, he'll be out at our Stratford branch. So, and even Tom Pease, today's the 18th, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So if you missed Tom Pease last week here in Wausau, he will be at our at Marathon Elementary School this morning at 10 a.m. Still got a little time to make it out there. And then he'll be out at Oak Street Park in Edgar this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. So
really like the pictures where you see a lot of kids involved.
Yes.
And even one of the postings said there were a few grandpas involved.
Yes,
with Tom's
absolutely. Yeah, it's so fun. These performers, they're really engaging. It's full of laughs and music, and it's interactive. They get the crowd involved, especially Tom Pease. You could hear him when we were at Wausau last week. You could hear everything going on pretty much throughout the whole library. There was singing going on and yelling and all of that, and it's really fun.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Again, check out the Marathon County Public Library at mcpl.us or the Facebook page as well. Coming up, more to come. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio.
The second annual Celebration of Life with Extra Innings takes place June 21st and 22nd at Sunnyvale Softball Complex in Wausau. Nicolet Bank and GI Associates of Wausau are both proud sponsors of this important event, helping local families right here in central Wisconsin affected by cancer. This event won't be possible without the generosity of local businesses and organizations willing to do the hard work for the right reasons. Saturday has a special children's cancer tribute game, and all children are welcome to play. There's still time to get your team entered and become part of this amazing event. For more details and sponsor info, go to extrainnings-wi.com or call Ted at 419-260-1073. There are numerous opportunities to sponsor or volunteer. Again, that's extrainnings-wi.com or call 419-260-1073. All funds raised stay local to help families right here in central Wisconsin.
Chad Holmes back with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Civic Media app as well. Don't talk about it as much because our text to win contest, which we had the last 2 weeks, came to an end. Had great winners throughout the state and throughout the area. And again, everybody that participated, thank you very much. I had a meeting yesterday. We were talking about the end of the contest. It was a meeting, a Zoom meeting based with the entire company. And the results of this contest were just so much more encouraging than the last time we did a text to win contest. Well over twice the amount of people were involved in the contest throughout the state of Wisconsin on our Civic Media radio stations, and people downloading the app and enjoying the app. And again, really appreciate everybody that during this program was able to text in and be part of the contest as well. But bottom line is, if you did not download the Civic Media app yet, it's never too late. All you have to do is go to the Apple App Store, go to your Google Play, go wherever you get your apps. And to be honest with you, sometimes I don't know where people get their podcasts and apps and all that stuff. So just go get that app. It's a free app. It's a terrific app. Search Civic Media. And then once you download the app, you open it up and you'll see every station in the Civic Media Radio Network. You can then access their station website. You can access an email to contact whatever station you want. Then there's a call button to call in and a text button as well. So real simple. And on our Bull Falls Radio page, you got the live stream to listen to what's on the air wherever you may be. And then, of course, once we get back to football season on a Friday night, we'll have multiple games, and you'll have a Sports 2 stream and a Sports 3 stream, so you're able to listen to all of our broadcasts of Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon football live whenever they're playing. So, again, it's really exciting and really a cool app. I got it myself. It's a great sound. It's studio-quality sound. So, again, if you have not downloaded the app, do it today. Before we continue, need to say good morning, because last segment, we had Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Did not have time to give a proper second hour hello to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
So you are 0-for-1 this week on our question, our number of the day quiz.
Yeah.
Last week you were, three out of five, right?
This question was really interesting, though, because I was way off.
I like that one. That was, and again, that was coincidence, because I did not know there would be a question involving hotels in Las Vegas. And as I've said, next week I will be taking some time off. Bob Look will be sitting in for me with a lot of great guests, and and be able to, I'm sure, maintain the perhaps even go above the normal level of broadcast excellence we try to achieve here every weekday morning. But our question yesterday about how many years it would take if you were to spend one night in every hotel room in Las Vegas. And
would you say there was 152,000 hotels? Is that what you said?
Oh, man, I got to bring that up again. But it was just amazing, the number of hotel rooms. Yeah. And you think about it, it's like,
yeah,
I thought
it was the biggest number of the day. No, I was wrong. It was the smallest number.
What was it, 47 years, I think it was, something like that, where involved, if you spent one night in every hotel room in Las Vegas, it would take, what, again, I you got me curious to see again what that number was, and
definitely an interesting question.
416 years.
Yeah,
it would take you. Yeah, so 416 years to sleep in every hotel room for one night in Las Vegas. There are almost 152,000 hotel
rooms. I don't know a single person who's ever live that long.
Well, if you find them, I want them on the show. But almost 152,000 hotel rooms in Las Vegas, Nevada. So that was our number for the day quiz yesterday. I have not even looked yet to see what the number of the day quiz is for you coming up today. I'm going to take a peek just to see if I find it interesting.
These numbers of the day are always interesting.
Kind of interesting, a little bit interesting. I will give you a little hint on what the topic is today.
Okay.
It involves something that goes on in New York City. So yesterday was Las Vegas. Today, It involves New York City. So
that's quite a few things.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in New York City. So, again, we will have that coming up. By the way, we didn't talk yesterday. I know that you had a little road trip on the weekend for Father's Day weekend. How did that go?
I guess the Father's Day trip we took to Wautoma was very enjoyable. We had the whole family up there. The weather thankfully held off for most of the evening. It didn't actually start like raining until we were heading back home. So that was a good thing. Although we stopped at a barbecue place for dinner, which was really good food.
Mm.
And a really cool restaurant, very popular. And they actually had a band out there that was playing. That was very cool.
It was a local restaurant, not a chain or anything like that.
Well, this was a local restaurant.
Isn't that cool when you find a local place that, boy, it's like, you know, fantastic food and fantastic ambiance and entertainment and all that stuff.
And after that, we went to Milty Wilty's and got some ice cream. Is another
Milty Wilty's?
I think that's what it's called.
That's cool. No,
it's a local place. And they don't just have ice cream there. I mean, they have other food also, but the ice cream was so good. I had something called a Reese's Pieces of Heaven. It was so good. The ice cream was stacked up to like here, and there was Reese's Pieces all over, and there was a cherry on top. It was so good.
I think that most places have their ice cream places. I mean, we got Bricks here in central Wisconsin, got Belts down in Stevens Point, and what was the name of that place again?
Let's see. I think it was called the Milty Wilties.
Milty Wilties. That's good. That's good. Coming up.
If I'm wrong about that, I apologize.
No. That was Wautoma, right?
Yep.
Wautoma. So if you go to Wautoma, check it out. Mm-hmm. Time is 9:29. We will have an information update, news, weather, and sports. So we do it at the top and bottom of every hour. So you get your day off to a great start with the information you need. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Over you. Well, you gotta be crazy, baby. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is 9:35, a little bit of sunshine, but the wind is really kicked up. And it's going to be a breezy day, some wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. High temperatures expected into the upper 80s, close to 90 degrees. So again, be prepared if you have any outdoor activities. But we are expecting things to get bright and sunny. And for once, not expecting any rain. But then again, rain could be back into the forecast as we get into the overnight hours and into tomorrow. We'll continue to keep up to speed on the weather as we continue. But wanted to talk again about election deniers. In the last hour, I touched briefly on Ron Johnson when he was on up front. And he, again, is somebody that has not, at this point, said he will accept the results of the 2024 election.
At this point, I don't think he ever will.
Probably not. But, well, he will if Donald Trump is ultimately elected president. And, hey, everything's A-okay. That's not the way things work in real life.
He's not going to accept the outcome if it's an outcome that he favors. If it's an outcome he doesn't favor, he's going to do everything in his power to complain and fight against it, just like thousands of other people are doing. It's like the election is over, people. Can we move on and focus on the next election, which is a bigger deal than the last 4 years after that election? Just please, for the sake of the people who actually, you know, can accept loss with dignity.
Well, the thing about it is, say there is evidence, then I'm willing to listen. But the idea that you just keep on yelling from the rooftops that there's election irregularities because your guy lost without any proof, without any evidence. And you just keep saying it over and over. It's like any good advertising campaign. You say something over and over again, people start to believe you. And that's continuing with Fox News. In fact, last week, back-to-back days, there's a guy on Fox News named Greg Gutfeld. He's another loudmouth. He thinks he's a funny guy, but he's also a loudmouth who constantly toes the GOP and conservative and MAGA line. And 2 days in a row on his program, Gutfeld said that, and this is what he said. He said, Americans won't accept the results of the election if Biden wins. What the heck does that mean? Does this guy truly believe out there that everybody wants Donald Trump to be president of the United States? And that any result of an election that says that, no, Joe Biden would be elected, that Americans would not accept it. I said Americans, like everybody, Americans. But back-to-back days last week, he said that. It's, again, the big lie. Fox News hosts keep promoting this idea. And they've been doing it, not just Gutfeld, but others, for weeks now. Basically laying the foundation. This is the foundation part of this idea of trying to steal an election should Trump not win. That Trump, on election night in early November, will get in front of the cameras, in front of the microphone, and say, I don't care what the results are, I win. And then he's going to have folks like Fox News and One America News Network and Newsmax and others lining up right behind him saying, irregularities in Milwaukee, irregularities in Madison, irregularities in Detroit, irregularities in Chicago, irregularities all through the country in areas that are diverse, because that's part of the racist ideology that Donald Trump and MAGA has. But again, the idea that Joe Biden could win the election and this idiot, Greg Gutfeld, can get on Fox News back-to-back days in last week and say that Americans won't accept the results of the election if Biden wins. That the only results that Americans would accept is if Donald Trump wins. This is wrong on every single level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got elected officials like Ron Johnson who refuse to say that they will accept the election results. What is going on here? I've said this over and over again. We are 2 years away from the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. July the 4th of 2026 is the 250th birthday, and I would expect big celebrations for our country's history coming up in a couple of years. Over the course of this nearly 2.5 centuries, we have had different political parties win elections. We have had exceptionally emotional, exceptionally close elections over the 2.5 centuries of this country's history. But until Donald Trump and Greg Gutfeld and Fox News and Ron Johnson and other MAGAs have planted seeds of doubt over and over and over again, we have never had a situation where we've had elected officials and incredible percentages of one of the political parties in this country say they would refuse to accept election results. And if you are on that train of not accepting election results, you are on the train of throwing out 2.5 centuries of American history and American democracy. I am at the point where this is beyond irresponsible. It's traitorous.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And this blowhard, wannabe comedian, Greg Gutfeld, getting on in front of whatever amount of people watch Fox News, it could be in the millions, and constantly saying this, and constantly pounding this, and constantly trying to get it into the bloodstream of the conservative viewers who are the basis of Fox News Channel is not just irresponsible, it is treasonous. He wants to overthrow the system of government we have in this country. Because otherwise, how can you continue to have this system of government if you're going to say that one of the candidates wins an election and that he and other Americans will not accept the results? How can you say that you are behind the system of government we have in this country? At a certain point, we got to call it the way it is. And that's the way I see it right now, that this is beyond just questioning the system of government in this country. This is trying to actively try to overthrow it. Yeah. And enough is enough, and these people need to be called out. Ron Johnson either believes in this system or he doesn't. And I know he doesn't really talk to people outside of his bubble very often, but he's got to be pushed, and pushed harder to find out whether or not he does believe in this system or not. And these MAGAs who claim that everybody thinks that Trump should be president, everybody agrees with me, need to get a grip, number one.
One person there are, does not speak for everybody.
There are
just because say that, you know, everybody should agree with this, it doesn't mean one person does not speak for everybody.
There are millions of people that would crawl on glass to vote to make sure Donald Trump does not get back into office.
There are many people who would jump into a burning building in order to save this man.
But for Greg Gutfeld to say Americans will not accept the results of this election is treasonous. I'm sorry. That's what it is. What do you think? What do you think out there? I want to know what you think. 715-382-9297. Am I off my rocker here? Or does Greg Gutfeld have a point? You can call or text us, 715-382-9297. Bring out your Pacific Media app. Open up the Bull Falls Radio page. Do you have a button to hit for the call? Do you have a button to hit the text? Because I would like to know, am I off my rocker here? Am I wrong about this? Because at a certain point, over and over again, that if these folks truly believe that we can't have fair elections, then the system crumbles to the ground. And at what point do they just say, hey, it doesn't work, and we're going to leave Donald Trump and his family as king, queen Ivanka?
Oh, jeez, that's a terrible thought.
Yes, it is. But
Trump is a king is absolutely a nightmare thought. I can't even imagine that.
Prince Idiot Jr.
What's worse, having a king or a dictator?
Talk about
honestly, what's the difference?
Well, that's exactly the right. That's exactly right. But you have Prince Jr. and Prince Eric, the idiot princes, and Princess Ivanka, Prince Jared Kushner. I mean, go down this road. But the thing about it is, again, if you come out and say this over and over, and you see right-wing media constantly pounding this, you see Donald Trump, by the way, it's not just general elections. If you go back to the first election of the cycle in 2016, it was the Iowa caucuses. Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucuses. And Donald Trump claimed that election was rigged. Every single election that this guy doesn't win, he calls rigged. And then we got these people that believe him. I don't know whether they truly believe him or just want to follow whatever Donald Trump says. It's just, I have to admit, when I, number one, I see Ron Johnson again refusing to be a man, refusing to be a leader, refusing to say that no matter who wins, by the way, you know, this Wisconsin election that Donald Trump and Ron Johnson says that was rigged. Well, then why wasn't it rigged in 2022 when Ron Johnson won by one percentage point over Mandela Barnes? Why would you rig that election and not this election? There's nothing that makes any sense about these conspiracy theories that the far-right MAGAs continue to push, and push in this country. But it's time to start calling these people what they are. These people are traitors to this country's system of government. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. You can disagree on policy. You can disagree. There, you can be a conservative or a liberal. You can be a moderate. You can be an independent. Whatever it may be, we can have robust arguments over policy in this country. But at a certain point, if you either accept elections or else you show the evidence that there was something fishy going on. But if you can't show any evidence and you just constantly babble and yak about how these elections are stolen without any evidence, you are a traitor to the system of government as we come up on the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in the United States of America. I am frankly sick and tired of the kid glove treatment over some of these issues. I've talked about the fact that I would like to see the Democratic Party in the United States Congress, especially the United States Senate, start to push back and start to get some answers when it comes to the corruption, and I'll call it that, corruption that Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito are showing as members of the Supreme Court of the United States.
What are the Democrats afraid of?
I don't
know.
Why
are you afraid of pushing?
Of getting the facts. I mean, come on. Come on, let's start to fight for this system. Fight for the system of government that has been successful for nearly 2.5 centuries.
If you don't push back against a corrupt system, in a few years, we may not even have a system anymore.
Well, we'll have a system, but it'll be, as you say, a corrupt system, replacing the current system that we do have.
If you want to make a change, you have to push back against this.
Again, show us the evidence, folks, if on the mega right, or else you're showing yourself as exactly who you are, somebody that is trying to sink the system of government in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. The time is 9:49. We will have a daily history lesson coming up, and then also our number of the day quiz with Ian. It involves New York. That's all I'll say at this point. Mm-hmm. 9:49 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
Off from the What's Up Business Show.
This Saturday morning at 8, Central Wisconsin Airport Director Brian Grief joins us.
Are you pronouncing that correctly?
Not sure. We'll find out Saturday.
Fun. We'll also be giving away 2 plane tickets to Orlando.
Yes, it's direct from CWA to Orlando whenever you want to go. Plus, special guest Chad Holmes. The Chad Holmes Morning Show on Bull Falls Radio joins us. He's going to be representing Wausau at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. So we'll be rooting him on and we'll hear all about it from Chad this Saturday on the Wausau Business Show, only on Bull Falls.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:51. And yes, I will be a guest on the Wausau Business Show this week. So if you tune in from 8 till 10 a.m. every weekday morning, you can tune in the 8 o'clock hour, 8 till 9 a.m. on Saturday, for the Wausau Business Show and all those great guests, including me, a guest on a program. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it'll go well. And
nice to change it up a little bit, right?
There you go. They asked me to come on, and after thinking about it, I decided, yep, I will do it. And I don't like really talking about myself all that much, but hey, we'll deal with it, and hopefully you can tune in Saturday morning again from 8 till 9 a.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Today is the 18th day, June the 18th of 2024. It is day number 170 of this year. There are 196 days remaining in 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On June the 18th of 1873, Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election. Isn't that amazing that for as long as it was that women were not allowed to vote in this country? I mean, it just makes you shake your head in the fact that there are some people That's probably would like to go back to that. I mean, just craziness. On this date in 1928, aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly in an aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean. She was a passenger. Wilmer Stutz was the pilot and Lou Gordon the mechanic. On this date in 1983, astronaut Sally Ride became the first American woman in space. On this date in 2018, Donald Trump announced he would set up a sixth branch of the military, the Space Force. Donald.
I still think that was a waste of money.
Kind of, yeah. On this date, in 2020, a world record was set for the greatest duration for a single lightning flash, 17.1 seconds during thunderstorms over Uruguay and Argentina. And 1 year ago today, 2023, during an expedition to the Titanic wreck, the Titan submersible imploded, resulting in the instantaneous death of all five occupants. The implosion was detected by U.S. Navy acoustic systems shortly after the sub lost contact with its mothership, Polar Prince. The implosion was so rapid that it occurred in less than a millisecond. Some famous people are celebrating their birthday today. Paul McCartney, former Beatle, still going strong, 82 years old today.
A legend.
Yep, a true legend, Paul McCartney. Actor Isabella Rossellini is 72 years old today. Actor Carol Kane is 72. Blake Shelton, musician, also one of the judges on The Voice, is 48 years old today. Actor Richard Madden of Game of Thrones and Bodyguard is 38. And actor Willa Holland of The O.C. and Arrow is 33. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Autistic Pride Day. It is Go Fishing Day. It is Picnic Day. It is Panic Day. No, shouldn't panic.
It is
Sushi Day. I am not a sushi guy.
Me neither.
This one's good for Wisconsin. It's Cheesemaker's Day.
Nice.
Cherry Tart Day. It is Splurge Day. And it's Wanna Get Away Day. That's a good one.
Don't we all just want to get away?
Sometimes? We certainly do. We want to get away. So those are some of the days that we are acknowledging here on the 18th day of June. And now it is time again for our number for the day quiz.
All right.
For those of you not familiar, every day we wrap up our show by giving Ian Welsh a quiz on our number for the day. I give him three different choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, because you get three choices. Just by guessing, you should get one out of three.
Mm-hmm.
So 33% is always the goal every week. And normally with 5 days, you have a chance to get either 0% or 20% or 40% or 60% or 80% or even 100%. So you
still working on trying to get the 100%.
Yeah, you got to get at least two right in order to beat the curve of 33%.
Yes.
All right, our number for the day. The number of times emergency brakes were pulled on New York City subway trains in 2023. So people are on the subway and there's an emergency brake
A
rope that you can pull to,
familiar with that.
To stop the train.
So how many times?
How many times in 2023 were the emergency brakes pulled on New York City subway trains?
Wow.
All right. Is the correct answer 170? Is the correct answer 1,700? Is the correct answer 17,000? So 170 times, 1,700 times, 17,000 times.
Oh wow, that's quite a jump.
Well, they're all multiples of 17. 170, 1700, 17,000.
Okay, I'm taking a shot on this one. I'm gonna say B. I'm gonna go with the middle number. I'm gonna see if I can average it out. The B is my final answer.
Okay, the times that emergency brakes were pulled on New York City subway trains in 2023. 1,700.
Man.
So you're right.
Wait, I was right?
Yes, you're right.
I thought you said a little. Oh, I got it right. Oh, thank goodness.
I thought you were a little bit underwhelmed there for a moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It's better to be sorry and right than sorry and wrong, right?
Yeah, I'm thankful it wasn't the biggest number, because I can't imagine someone pulling a break that many times in over a year. But I got one right. There we go.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks again for joining us. Tomorrow morning, we will be talking. Who are we talking to tomorrow? Well, you'll find out. I don't have it in front of me. But we'll be back tomorrow. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air is coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.